The Money Show on your number one news and talk station.
Last night on the show, we were talking about balloon payments on cars and how they basically weren't a good thing unless you went in with eyes wide open, knew exactly what the balloon payment was, could work on a safe assumption you were going to get an increase in your salary over the period of the arrangement, and you'd either be able to afford that balloon payment or you were happy to roll it into the same brand as some kind of buyback, or that you knew exactly what you were doing. But in that process, someone called the show and said, well, what we do want is they're good things because they encourage people to upgrade their cars and we get lots more new cars on the road, and that makes the road safer, and people should be upgrading their cars every 3 years. Now, my instinct is that that is motoring industry propaganda, that there is absolutely no necessity to upgrade a car every 3 years. Certainly in terms of cars' performances these days, they're good, they've got longevity, you can drive the things for 20 years quite happily. But is there a financial logic to it? Is there a calculation, an equation, an algorithm that says over X number of years with the value you might get back on the car plus tax implications plus, plus, plus? Can we put a number on this? If you can, 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567, or SMS me, 31702 or 31567. Jim in Brooklyn in Cape Town. Someone in Joburg. Peter says, I have an algorithm that I developed to assist dealers to correctly value trade-ins. It works well and requires only a few inputs to calculate. That's the value of the trade-in. But is that the same thing as what is the optimal time to sell? Mike Schussler, very well-known economist, chief economist at economist.co.za. We normally talk about more weighty matters, Mike, but I think this matters to a lot of people.
It probably does, Mike. I'm not sure if I'm the right person to answer. I keep my car for as long as I can.
So do I.
Well, I think car prices depreciate. They depreciate quickest in the first year. When it's new, and it falls very rapidly after that, in the first year, and then it still falls. And what's very interesting is that Stats SA, for example, gets a negative car price, a second-hand car price, year on year, virtually most of the time, and they only use the first 3 years of cars. So that gives you a pretty good idea that, you know, in the first 3 years, the car is depreciating very, very rapidly. And you've got to work out what your sort of utility value of that car is. And that utility value at one stage or another is going to be probably higher than the value of the car.
What do you mean by utility? What do you mean by
our egos are? Sorry, Mike?
What do you mean by utility value?
Well, it gets you to work, it gets you to your kids to school, you know, and yes, there's going to be a certain time when the there's going to be an increase in the cost of keeping the car. I don't know what the magic number is, but I doubt it's 3 years. I think if you look at most people are paying off a car over 5 or 6 years, balloon payments we can talk about just now, but in that process, you've paid off a car, or to a certain extent have paid off a car, then you want to go immediately and buy another car. You've taken the big hit up front. Quite frankly, I don't think that's the wisest decision one can make.
I'm trying to think of what we would put into our computer equation here. Obviously, you do have the car value. You obviously have a service plan which might be built into your payments, and then after a certain point, you're going to have to pay for that. I assume cars get more expensive to maintain as they get older. They might be less fuel efficient than a new one. There'd be quite a bit of stuff you'd have to put in there, but like you, I can't believe it would spit out a number that's says turn it over every 3 years, but that's what the industry often tell us.
Well, I think that's to keep car sales going on one side. The other thing is I just want to say is, you know, the fuel improvements on cars has been stunning, but then you've got to look at it over decades, not a three-year period. You normally get model upgrades every 7 or 8 years. I think that gives you a fair idea when you sort of want to go and keep a car, is when it sort of gets to a model upgrade and a decent model upgrade sometimes takes even longer, because sometimes it's just sort of half an upgrade, if I can call it that. So why would you want to buy another car that's got similar features to your car? It doesn't really improve the fuel efficiency, other than, you know, your pleasing you aesthetically or your ego.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. I know there's a lot more we can talk about it, but you confirm what I think, that there is no necessary obvious equation that would lead you to the conclusion that every 3 years is a good time to turn it over. Peter is the SMSer who I've mentioned. We've just got him on the line. Peter, you say it's a fairly simple algorithm to work out trade-in value. Is that the same thing as when is the right time for the consumer to sell?
Good evening, Mike. Yes, look, it's a close approximation, because ultimately the trade-in value is a real-time value that we would use to predict the future value of the car. So I think what we need to first ascertain is the purchase of the car, why they're buying the car. So if you have a look at a retail buyer, perhaps the argument is that they should keep their cars a little bit longer than 3 years. But if we have a look at the way that the fleet managers buy vehicles, they have very specific formulas to work out the optimal time to keep a car for the optimal mileage, and they recycle their cars as a matter of a function of their business.
And, do they recycle it on a kilometre number or a time?
It's a combination of both, Mark. So they will look at how many kilometres they're going to do in a year, and they'll look at their cost per kilometre and their total cost of ownership, and they'll then make a decision as to how many years and how many kilometres they keep those cars for. Because what you ultimately want to optimize is the difference between the original purchase price that they got the vehicle for and then the subsequent trade-in value. And it's that difference that they call their holding costs. And those holding costs are everything to the fleet companies, because it determines what their monthly fee is going to be essentially to run that vehicle.
Peter, thank you very much. Interesting stuff. We'll move quickly on to Tom in Benoni. Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
Yeah, all right. You?
The best way is you pay cash for a car. Yep. Once you're in the system, you hold the car for 2 years, less than 50,000 kilometres, doesn't even cost you tyres. All you put in is petrol after that.
Explain that to me. I'm not quite sure what you're saying. So you say less than 50,000 Ks you should sell.
Less than 50,000 and less than 2 years. And you buy the new model of the same car that you just had and you pay cash for it.
And you say that formula... Okay, that's an interesting idea. I don't quite know how that works. John in Darling. Hello, John.
Hi, Mike. Yeah. Mike, I'm coming from a different angle, in as much as all the experts tell us that we must aspire to be debt-free as soon as we possibly can. So my suggestion is, when you buy a car, buy a decent one by all means, and pay it off as soon as you possibly can. And then let's say at the end of 5 years, a lease agreement, you now own a car. You will never pay another cent on it apart from maintenance. And those maintenance costs will never, never equal your repayments.
I would agree. I think that is a reasonable approach. Ant, he agrees as well. SMS to me to 31702. When you buy a new car, you lose 14% VAT plus 20% when you drive it out of the showroom. Keep your car till it cannot go anymore. They are a liability and not an asset. Yeah, but as Mike Schussler pointed out, they are a utility asset. We need it. They are value for us. But in financial terms, you're right. They're not a great asset. Let's find out what all those cars are doing on the roads at the moment.